This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As the August 28th primary nears on the Navajo Nation, which includes the race for president, issues are raised about the cancellation of registrations of more than 52,000 Navajo voters. Registered members of the tribe who did not vote in the 2014 general election and the 2016 chapter election were purged from the rolls. Charlene Wallace is troubled that younger generations, especially students away at college, may now be discouraged in taking part in Navajo Nation elections.
Right now, my only concern is our younger folks. And I've got one individual that came into my office. She had been purged after voting one time.
Wallace is the chapter coordinator for Cottonwood, located near Chinle, Arizona. More than 500 voters from her chapter house were purged. Wallace hopes young people will re-register.
From the point of view from the younger folks, you know, they get disappointed when they are treated this way and they don't want to come back to the chapters to, you know, to support the Navajo Nation.
The reason behind the purge is due to law, according to the Navajo Board of Election Supervisors. The board voted in January to cancel the registrations, citing voters were given a 30-day notice about their registration status. Marvin Harrison is chair of the Board of Election Supervisors.
In our policy, it states that the election office provides a voter cancellation, which is people refer that to as purge. Because of some of the funding issues and some of the staff turnover back in February, we didn't do the purge till late fall. But once staff and funding came available, we proceeded with it.
Harrison says it's important for voters to update their names, addresses, and chapter affiliations. Voter registration is now closed for the primary. People who did not make the July 30th registration deadline for the primary still have a chance to vote in the November general election, with registration opening next month. As of August, more than 93,000 voters were registered, according to the Navajo Nation Administration. The average voter turnout in Navajo Nation elections is typically less than 50%. The U.S. Department of Energy has awarded $1 million to help the Spirit Lake Tribe install a wind turbine on the Fort Totten Reservation in North Dakota. The tribe will fund an additional $3 million for the project. It's expected to provide more than 60% of the tribe's energy needs and help the tribe save thousands of dollars annually. The Spirit Lake project was one of 15 selected nationwide. The department announced this week nearly $9 million in funding for the tribal energy infrastructure projects. The funding is intended to help Native Americans and Alaska Native communities reduce or stabilize energy costs, as well as increase energy security. The Ponca Tribe of Nebraska recently dedicated a statue of Chief Standing Bear. A ceremony was held at the tribe's annual powwow. People from the Nebraska tribe and members from the Ponca Tribe of Oklahoma took part in the ceremony. Chief Standing Bear is well known for standing up for his people and their homeland in the 1800s, which was reflected by speakers at the unveiling of the bronze statue. The Santa Fe Indian Market is kicking off this week in New Mexico. The more than 90-year-old Native art market attracts people from around the world to the Southwest. Held each August, more than 1,000 artists from the U.S. and Canada showcase their work. Buyers, collectors, and gallery owners are among the many visitors who have the opportunity to meet the artists and learn about their culture and work firsthand. Indian Market Week events also include film, music, and fashion. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Freedom Lodge, presenting Body and Earth, the future of Native wellness, with leaders including Chief Arvo Looking Horse, sharing wisdom which protects our lives and lands, September 12th through the 15th, Mystic Lake Casino. Registration through September 12th at bodyandearth.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.